He skyrocketed to pop culture investigative journalism fame with the show Dateline to Catch a Predator. And he's on the phone with us, Chris Hansen.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, Chris Hansen.
Voice sends chills down the spine.
We love you, Chris.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's a little deeper. I've been up early today, so I have to do the Today Show and some TV stuff early. So it's a little deeper than you.
You're so good at what you do, Chris Hansen. Frank and I were talking about, you just hear your voice, and no matter, I could be in another room of the house, hear your voice, and know that whatever's on, I want to watch. Like, I just know, oh, this is going to be good. I don't know what it is, but it's incredible.
You know, I'm very fortunate because I have a wonderful team of producers and some young guys and gals working for me who just really, I mean, they're indefatigable, you know, and it gives me energy to, you know, go out and do all these, you know, great projects that we do, like the one you're going to see tonight.
And I'm looking at the name, your new show, say the name for me, because there's a hashtag in there, and I don't know if I have to say hashtag Wild Web or what. What's the title of the show?
Well, we call it the Wild Wild Web.
Okay, Wild Wild Web.
But we short it for the hashtag to Wild Web. But basically what we've done is spent months, you know, using hidden cameras and enterprising reporting techniques, going undercover and checking out places like Craigslist and Backpage and so many others. And it's amazing what we found. I mean, I'm talking about, adoption scams, sweetheart swindles, and literally people who say they're real-life vampires looking for human blood donors. And you think I'm making this up, but I'm not. I mean, literally, I sat across from three different people, and I believe they were telling me the truth, who said they need blood to be energized like you guys, and I would drink a cup of coffee in the morning before our shows.
Do they look like normal people, or do they look like vampires? Do they have, like, fangs and stuff?
Long, silky capes.
Do you have fangs? Are you sensitive to the light? You know, I ask all those questions,
right.
You know, and I probably should have brought some garlic with me.
Right.
That would have been a good prop, probably, but... But, yeah, I mean, you know, one of them, for instance, was a college student. And so, you know, the journalist in me wants to, you know, find out as much as I can about this. You know, the parent in me is like, you know, you've been watching too many vampire movies. Get your act together.
Yeah.
You know? But I truly believe that they do this, and there is this subculture, and there are websites devoted to it where people do, you know, donate and consume human blood.
One of my favorite things is when you go through all this, and then you finally do your meet, right, so that you sit down with them, and then they recognize
right.
That's my favorite, when they're like, oh, I know you. I've seen you on TV.
Everybody knows Chris Hansen.
Everybody knows Chris Hansen, even though he's there to sort of bust you.
Well, the funny thing is, you know, so a lot of these things, the initial meeting occurs with, one of my producers, so we don't, you know, blow our cover right
mm-hmm.
away. And then I'll come in as the money man, the partner, the friend, the cousin, the dad, whatever. And then, you know, the moment happens. And there is sometimes this moment where the person says, oh, you're Chris Hansen. That's kind of cool. And all of a sudden they realize, like, oh.
I'm not in trouble.
But they're like.
It's Chris Hansen.
Right.
I'm in it deep, you know.
They're seriously thinking that the girl they've been dating is underage. They're like, wait a second. She looks 45. There's no way she's 14. Like, no, I'm not here for that. Yeah. I hear you're a vampire.
Totally different.
Now, the vampire thing is not necessarily a scam. I mean, this person, there's people out there providing blood.
No, it's just something very interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, obviously, we do uncover scams. And look, this is not an indictment of Craigslist or Backpage or any of these sites. But the reality is, you know, this is the way commerce is conducted in America. And a lot of legitimate commerce is conducted. I mean, people buy and sell cars, they find apartments, they get jobs. But the reality is that at any given time, on Craigslist, there are some 60 billion posts. And guess how many people work at Craigslist?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
40-something.
Oh, my God. So, a little understaffed.
So to be able to investigate themselves.
They're very cooperative with federal law enforcement, and they've been lauded for, you know, trying to crack down, for instance, on, you know, underage sex trafficking and things like that. It's impossible to monitor any website that fast.
And going back to the Craigslist thing, Chris Hansen, you said that there are adoption scams and that there will be people who are like, I have a 3-year-old, and if you want him, you can buy him. That kind of thing?
Well, in this particular case, it's a woman who says she's pregnant and wants to adopt her child. And, you know, we did some research and found out that she was, you know, involved in all kinds of other scams. And she told us that, you know, she had never been pregnant before, and we know she's got three children, never been married, we know she's been married, we know she's done prison time, and so we meet with this woman.
Hey, you got her number? I'm interested.
Yeah, Frank's all of a sudden turned on.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, we have this meeting in Charleston, South Carolina, where, you know, two of my producers posing as, you know, prospective adoptive parents are talking to her, and I show up as the friend who lives locally, and I start asking hard questions. And so they ultimately, law enforcement gets wind of this, puts her wanted poster on a digital billboard, and now she's sitting in jail, charged with all kinds of crimes that she allegedly committed before. So, you know, we do get results on some of this stuff, you know, just by sticking our noses in it. And it educates people. You know, it just, you know, you gotta get into somebody's mind so people can understand how not to get taken on some of this stuff.
Chris Hansen, you are doing the Lord's work for everybody. I mean, I love the show To Catch a Predator when it was on, and I understand, like, there's reasons why that show was canceled and it's not on anymore. But then, like you said, when you opened up the Wild Wild Web, and there's so much on there, there's so many other options and angles to go with as far as people trying to scam people on every possible level. I mean, it seems like your programming for this particular show is endless as far as, like, having to narrow down what to choose from.
I can make a career out of it. Look, the lesson of Predator was that, you know, impact journalism, stories well told using enterprising techniques, carries the day. And the only reason that we stopped doing new Predators was because we'd done so many of them. You know, we were worried about overdoing it.
Now, and you were getting chubby on all the chocolate chip cookies.
For MSNBC. Yeah, exactly.
Too many chocolate chip cookies.
They still air on MSNBC, and we update them. And you know, there's always talk of, you know, doing a couple a year to add to the repertoire of stories. But, you know, as a friend of mine's son put it, you know, who's a teenager, that this new series is, you know, it's Predator 2.0.
Right.
You know, it's taking it to the next level. And those, you know, enterprising techniques, you know, carry the day when it comes to, you know, how we push the envelope and do, you know, journalism that's important yet compelling and you know, entertaining.
It is scary. I mean, we're online all the time. I mean, I do a lot of shopping online, and I don't even think twice when somebody's like, yeah, okay, here's my credit card, here's this, here's that. I mean, and some of the stories you've done, too, where it's like, oh, my credit card all of a sudden is in 45 different countries immediately.
Well, it happened to me. You know, one of the kids came in years and, you know, 10 years ago probably, and said, you know, when they were into paintball, and they said, I need a credit card to buy paintball stuff. I said, all right, you know, not even thinking about it, but put down my credit card. Monday morning, I get a call from the bank saying, did you charge $24,000 worth of stuff in New Zealand? I said, I most certainly did not. And I all got rectified.
Right.
You know, but it taught me a lesson. I mean, you think of anybody who would, you know, be prepared not to be scammed, it would be me, but, you know, it could happen to anybody.
Are you eventually at some point on this show, Dateline's Wild Wild Web, going to find that prince in Nigeria that seems to want to be all of us money somewhere?
Yeah, he's got the money. I mean, all we got to do is send him some money.
I still get, even at my NBC email address, still get Nigerian scam emails.
Right.
And people are still falling for that.
After doing those, I've done three stories on it.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that at some, you know, internet cafe in Lagos, you know, they've got my picture posted in my name saying, do not try to do business with this guy. All the aliases that I use. And still I get them.
It's incredible.
Yeah. NBC.com, you know?
I'm looking forward to the show. It's tonight at 8 p.m. Dateline's Wild Wild Web with Chris Hansen. Chris goes undercover in the wild world of the online classifieds.
Can't wait.
Check out at Dateline NBC on Twitter. Yeah, I'm glad to see that you're doing this. No one does it better than you, Chris. And
nobody.
So I think, everyone's going to be setting this on their DVR if they're not at home. And watch it live, because this is going to be another hit for you, man. Seriously, big time.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, anytime.
Right, guys, thanks for having
anytime you
me.
Want Absolutely. To come by.
Will do.
All right.
Thanks, Chris. Oh, wow. His voice is just...
Yeah, just to talk to him.
I know. You know. You're like, whoa, it's Chris Hansen.
He has a voice in that cadence where you're just like, you know, you're just hanging on every word.
Right.
Like, oh, my God. He's telling me something awesome right now, no matter what it is. I mean, like, when he orders from drive-thru, he's like, yes, I like a 20-piece nugget. And the person's just like, yeah. And then what happened?
Yeah.
Now what do you want?
Yeah.
Oh, please don't stop ordering.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Someone
so
did
cool.
email the show or tweet the show at Heidi and Frank and say what we were talking about earlier, where the the McDonald's drive-thru worker. Her car was stolen. Her 4Runner was stolen. She's working the drive-thru. She managed to make it to work that day. And then her 4Runner gets pulled through the drive-thru that was stolen from her house, you know, with the 22-year-old girl in the car. I guess the car was loaded down with, like, stolen clothing, had saw the tags and stuff and the security tags on it from Sears and JCPenney. And so she got busted. And I was like, there was a recent story just, you know, like that where, you know, something happened. And it was a waitress, also a food worker, a waitress who carded somebody on girls' night, ordered margaritas, carded somebody, and was handed her own ID.
That's right.
That's what, like, wow.
Okay, I'm going to keep this.
That was the story. So, yeah, be sure and watch Dateline's Wild, Wild Web. I'm looking so forward to this because he is the best at that. Chris Hansen going undercover on the online classified ads. Yeah, I mean,
everything he does, he's just, like I said, I wasn't just stroking his ego. I hear his voice, and I'm like, oh, my God, what's it going to be? And you know you're going to settle in for an amazing show.
A full hour of undercover investigations that further reveal the hidden world of online classified ads. It's going to be great. 8 p.m. tonight. Set your DVRs if you've got plans to go do something else or watch it live. Dateline, NBC. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.